You know, I always have to spend a little time thinking about what I want to talk about when I get up here. But this week, that was not the case, because what I wanted to talk about was right in the title of the lesson, which is waiting. Paul waits, I think, is what the lesson was titled. And for me, what I have discovered is that there's a real mindset to waiting. So that's what I want to look at this morning. All right, I'm going to give you a definition because that's the only way I know how to start these things. What is waiting? Waiting is the action of staying where one is or delaying action until a particular time or until something else happens. So I was like, yeah, that sounds right. So I thought, let me look up some phrases that talk about waiting. And so Google, my friend, I said, give me some common phrases with waiting. An accident waiting to happen. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. Waiting game. What are you waiting for? On the waiting list. Now, there's tons of more. You get the idea. What struck me when I was looking at these phrases is, while they're not necessarily negative, they don't feel real positive, right? They've got just this little edge to them that maybe it's not something we look forward to doing, is waiting. It can feel like a waste of time. It can also feel like maybe no one is taking charge of a situation, or someone has let the ball drop, and now we're just stuck waiting, right? But then I decided, as I also often do, to look up the big biblical definition of waiting. And it's a whole different deal, a whole different perspective. It says that waiting is a way to cultivate faith, trust in God's timing, and allow Him to prepare us for what is to come by developing our character and deepening our relationship with Him, even when we're facing uncertainties in our lives. So essentially, waiting from a biblical perspective is a test of faith and an opportunity to grow spiritually. Now, that was dramatic. Most of the time when I look up these definitions, I look up the common one and then the biblical one, there's just like a little slight tweak to it. You know, it's mostly the same with just, you know, something a little bit different. But to me, this was a whole lot different. This is like a completely different perspective. It's almost like opposites, because there was sort of this negativity to waiting, and then you read this one and it's like, oh, this is a, wait a minute, is waiting a good thing? Have I missed this whole thing? But knowing that waiting can be a positive thing and feeling positive when you're waiting, that's where the difficulty comes in, at least for me. Rarely do I go, oh, I get to wait? It's just not something that, you know, that I get excited about. So what is it that we can do that will sort of shift our mindset about waiting? What can we do that'll make it feel like a hopeful thing? How can I be more patient? How can I trust that God is using this time for me to grow closer to Him? Here comes that mindset. Here comes that motivation. What if, when I have to wait, I think of waiting as an opportunity to really stop and look and see what's happening around me? Now, that doesn't seem like that big a deal, but how often do we really do that in this busy life that we're in? I mean, really stop and take a deep breath and just evaluate your life and what sort of situation you have found yourself in. What if my call to wait is my call to listen to God, maybe in ways that I don't automatically listen to Him? Because He speaks to us in more ways than we can possibly count, right? So waiting is that deep exhale and listening for how God is going to speak to me. Now, let's think of some of the examples of waiting we have in Scripture. Abraham waited for 25 years for the for his promised son. Jacob, remember, waited 14 years to marry his true love, Rachel, because of all the trickery that happened. Joseph waited 13 years for God's purpose to unfold in his life. And let's think about the twists and turns and drama that he went through in his life. But that was all a waiting period for him. David did not become king for 15 years after he was anointed by Saul. Again, not peaceful waiting. That was very tumultuous, turbulent time in those 15 years. And right now, just in today's lesson, or last week's, this week's, next week's, we are learning that Paul is waiting. He's sitting in prison for 2 years. We all have things that we're waiting for. And some of us have been waiting 25 years, maybe longer. What are we doing with that time that we have spent waiting? It's hard. Waiting can fill us with anxiety. It can fill us with fear. We can become desperate, irritated, and there's a hopelessness that can set in when you just feel like there's no end in sight. Here's the thing. Waiting is not necessarily the solitary confinement we give it. We don't have to wait alone. We have people in this room who will wait with you. We have people in your life who will wait with you. But most importantly, God is right there. I'm the one who's walking away from him all the time. He's not walking away from me. You know, I'm tired of waiting on you, God. I'm going to go take care of this myself. It's never ended right. It's never ended well. It's a lesson. But what I know is God will fill us with what we need, but we have to make room. We have to let him fill us. He's not forcing anything on us. We open our hearts and we accept it. We open our hands. We had that that beautiful description this past weekend about praying with your hands open. So how do we do that? How do we open ourselves up? Well, as I said, we've got the women in this room. You've got other people in your life who you can talk to about this. We also have the gift of the Holy Spirit to call on. A constant prayer of mine is, quiet my mind, Lord, and fill it with the thoughts that you want me to have. His thoughts are not the thoughts that send me spinning out of control. Those are my own. Those are the ones that I nurture and hold on to. When I turn them over to the Holy Spirit, there is a peace that comes with it. Now, that peace may be 15 minutes, but it also may be 3 weeks. And then what do? I just have to do it again because I have to be close to the Lord to feel that peace in waiting that he wants me to have. Anne Voskamp, I don't know if y'all know her, I have this on my bulletin board, says that worry is belief gone wrong because you don't believe God will get it right. That's like a punch in the gut, isn't it? It's really powerful. And it's a great thing to focus on when you're waiting by yourself. So, ladies, I don't know what you're waiting on in this room. No one often knows what we're waiting on except God. And he's there to carry us through. He's there to give us anything we need, which is all we need is the peace of being in relationship with him. And what I can promise you is that what he has waiting for us on the other side of our waiting is far greater than anything we can dream up on our own or ask for on our own. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, this whole waiting thing is just a problem. We live in such a fast-paced world. Nobody wants to wait on anything. If we're asked to wait 5 minutes on a phone, the world comes undone. But we know that's not true. That is diminishing your power so much. What we know is that every single minute we spent with you is a precious gift. It's a moment of you pouring into us so that we can pour out to others. So, Father, I ask that we just learn that whatever it is we're waiting for, that in those moments of waiting, or those days, those weeks, those years, whatever it is that we're waiting on, that if we keep coming back to you and trusting in you, that you have something wonderful for us. So I just lift up all the waiting in this room and ask that our waiting is now done only in ways that glorify you. And I ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.